And today I'm joined by Tracy Lilly, who is the Director of Housing and Enforcement at Brentwood Council. So good morning.
Morning.
Lovely to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm really good. I'm on annual leave most of this week, so yeah, I'm in a really good mood.
And have you put your Christmas tree decorations up yet, or is it a bit early?
Oh, no, I have.
Good.
I'm so sorry, I can't help it. I love Christmas. So Christmas is literally getting started. It's so exciting. This week, on tomorrow, actually, we've got the lighting up of the Town Hall Christmas tree. And then that leads into all of the trees that we have. So we have one at the Town Hall, one at Brentwood Station, one in the High Street and one at Shenfield Station. So they'll each start to be lit from tomorrow. It's fantastic because they've all been sponsored. So each tree has its own sponsor, which is RCH Care Homes, Hall Link Care Homes, Brentwood Razzmatazz and Mullison Peaks. So thank you very much to them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really exciting. The event tomorrow is invite only, unfortunately. But I think we're going to stream it as well because obviously we're still in a COVID world.
Yeah.
So we have to be careful. So it's not quite the same, but we're trying to make it as magical as we can.
And there are lots of events going on because we haven't got Brentwood lighting up, as everybody knows. We normally have that big event. But there's been lots and lots of different little events going on, which is great because it's been bringing business in to different areas on different days of the week, isn't it?
Yeah. And do you know what I love about it? And I think there was some disappointment, shall I say, that we wasn't going to have the big event. And I understand that. But I think Brentwood, and I know I'm passionate about Brentwood, so forgive me. But I think Brentwood is really unique that we all pull together, the businesses, the residents, the community groups. Everybody just pulls together to make it a magical experience for everybody. So this Saturday as well in Crown Street, we're always really supportive around Christmas. They've got an event taking place and the children, my kids love this. They can make slime, there'll be entertainment, there'll be fresh soup, crafts, all sorts of things. So that's kind of kicks off the event calendar, which I'll talk about a bit later. But yeah, it's fantastic community spirit.
Now, the meeting for the Policy, Resources and Economic Development Committee took place on Wednesday and there's a new economic development strategy now in place. So tell us all about that.
There is, yeah. I mean, it's not really Christmas themed, but no. Equally as important.
Yeah.
The strategy is really key and it highlights the plans to maximise the opportunities for employment and growth and also rejuvenating the borough high streets so we can develop new, and we're going to develop new business parks, harness the borough's key location as South Essex and the proximity because it's fantastic infrastructure, as we all know. So this kind of strategy underpins the work around the overall corporate strategy for Brentwood, which is Brentwood 2025. But it just gives that little bit more finer detail on what it means for economic development for the borough. And it also links in with, and I don't know if people have heard this, and forgive me if they haven't, but the work that we're doing around ASALA, which is the Association of South Essex Local Authorities, and the Thames Estuary Growth Board. Mm. There's so much excitement, and I get carried away with Christmas. But this stuff is equally as exciting because it's progressing for us as a borough. It means we're going to be able to deliver 8,000 new homes, employment land over the next 15 years, creating around 5,000 jobs. And we've also, from the business showcase that we had recently, we've launched the Brentwood Environmental Business Alliance, which is BEBA.
Yeah.
And that's around the whole green agenda, which is equally as important around reducing carbon emissions. And that has got fantastic support. So we're still encouraging more businesses to get involved in that. And they can visit the website, actually, which is www.brentwood-beba.co.uk. But I'd highly recommend businesses get involved in that because it's fantastic.
What's happening with the proposed changes to the council tax discount for owners, landlords and tenants of empty properties and those with a second home?
What it means, on Wednesday, the 24th, councils agreed to remove the council tax discretionary discount for empty and unfurnished properties from April 2022 and then remove the council tax discretionary discount for second homes from the same time. But they decided not to change the council tax discretionary discount for empty and uninhabitable properties from the same time.
Right.
So they're the changes that happened there. And that was following the consultation that took place.
Yeah.
Between owners, landlords and tenants around the empty properties. Empty properties is always a bone of contention, particularly for us, the local authority, and we're always being asked to do more. So we're hoping that goes some way to alleviating that issue.
New business growth grants. That sounds pretty exciting. You've already distributed, I'm getting there, 2.72 million in additional grants, and there's still £250,000 available. Who can get involved and who can apply?
Well, we looked at this, and if we distributed that amount of cash to individual businesses, they'd all receive £750,000. But what we've decided to do is create the new business growth grant, which means each business can now make a case-by-case kind of application, and the awards are much more significant. So the sums that can be awarded are anything between 1,000 up to 10,000. Mm. So that's a real significant change for people to make lots of different, you know, changes to their business. If anybody wants more detail on that, then go to the website, which is business@brentwood.gov.uk. And you get a lot more detail. I've said this before, but we have a fantastic economic development team and the grants team, and they've worked really, really hard, and they're so supportive, and they're can do, which I love. Mm. So if you phone them up and you've got a question, you're not quite sure, they will give you the answer.
It's nomination time again, the annual Civic Awards. And I know when I spoke to a few of your colleagues, they've said they would like some younger people nominated. I know it's not always just older people who are nominated, but they said if you've got any younger people out there that have done some great things, to definitely get in contact.
Yeah, please. I mean, the Civic Awards is always a fantastic event. And I love when we recognise hard work of the organisations locally. But we do need to bring some younger life to it, and we're looking at the Young Volunteer of the Year. So if anybody wants to nominate anybody for that, they just need to contact us. It's a bit of a mouthful, that one, but if you go on our website, it's Civic Awards nominations, or alternatively you can just email mayors.secretary@brentwood.gov.uk. but yeah, that's definitely get the nominations in, because having attended quite a few of those events, it's just heartwarming to see the impact it has on those people that just do that because they're special people. Mm. But to be recognised for it, it means so much to them. And I think it's a lovely thing to do. So please nominate some people for that, and particularly young people.
And the nominations close on the 14th of February 2022. Now, you probably won't be interested in this next bit we're going to do, Tracy, because you don't like Christmas. But it's a reminder of the Naughty Elf Trail.
It is. Yeah, I love the naughty elves. I don't do them anymore because unfortunately I've got kids, but they're not young enough.
No.
But we might bring them back this year. But from December the 2nd to the 23rd is the Naughty Elf Trail. I get involved with the kids. I mean, these are fantastic. You've got 12 to collect in Shenfield, 10 in Ingatestone, and 14 in Brentwood. And you just have to track down a letter, and then you kind of have to unscramble it. Gives you a code, and then you get a big bag of sweets.
Ooh.
I mean, what is not to love?
Is that open for adults
before
as well?
Santa actually arrived. Well, I'm going to give it a go. Even if the kids won't come, I'm going to go out on my own. It'll look a bit weird, but a bag of sweets and Christmas, I mean, that's just a dream.
Yeah, I'm only 5 foot one. I could probably get away from it as long as I don't turn round.
We could go together.
Yes. Tracy, just before we finish, your job is Director of Housing and Enforcement, which always sounds a little bit enforcement, always sounds a little bit like, oh, what do you do? So tell us about your role and the stuff that you do, because I do ask sometimes the members of the council just to give us a little bit more of an insight into like their roles at the council.
Yeah, of course I can. I consider myself really lucky. I started at the council 20 years ago. Developed the community safety side. So I'm now housing and community safety rather than enforcement. I agreed with you. I thought enforcement was a little bit harsh.
Mm.
And it's more community safety. So in that, we've got CCTV, we've got the community safety team and the enforcement officers, so we deal with all the antisocial behaviour. We do some parking, but we're not parking officers.
Mm.
But what we're trying to do, it's a real issue, and I don't want to go down that road, but parking is a real issue.
Yeah.
We only have a certain amount of SEP officers who are the South Essex Parking Partnership. They provide our parking enforcement for us, but they're not available during evenings and weekends predominantly. So my guys will go out and bolster that in addition to their day jobs. And then the housing is vast.
Mm.
We're making lots of improvements. I took over the housing side just as the pandemic hit. Hindsight
yep.
is a wonderful thing. But we've made great strides, and we're doing lots of work. We're doing a development now. We've got a development strategy, strategic housing development strategy. So we're building homes for the first time. we're just about to launch a couple of homes that have been built. And I think if anyone was to look at them, they would be quite surprised that the council have built those properties. They're fantastic. But that's just the start of it. But we're trying to improve it. I always say this. I'm really passionate about it. I'm not saying housing is not without its issues, and we're working through those. Mm. I want us to be a really good housing team, looking after our existing residents, giving them homes that they're proud of. And we're not there yet, but we will get there. So bear with me. But if anybody wants to talk to me about housing or community safety, I could talk to England about it. So contact me. I'm always happy for a chat. If anyone's got any issues they want to raise, then me and my team are always there to support. But like I said, we don't always get it right. I'm not going to lie. I'm a very straight up person. We don't always get it right, but we are trying, I promise.
And where's the best place? What's the best contact for you?
For me personally, it's by email. So that's tracy.lilly@brentwood.gov.uk. And I always do my best to respond. I can't respond to everything because sometimes I'm not the best person to respond. But if I can unblock a channel, sometimes I have to. Or if somebody just wants to ask me a general question, then get in contact with me first off and I can either answer it or point you in the right direction. I don't hide, so I'm happy to be challenged or asked a question. So please get in touch.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Well, you have, if I don't speak to you, have a wonderful Christmas. I'm sure you will with the three Christmas trees. Very jealous. You have a fantastic Christmas. Great to talk to you as always. And we'll talk to, I think Phil we're talking to next week.
You have, yeah. You've got the wonderful Phil. And he'll be able to talk more about the economic development, I'm sure.